Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 46 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Ellen Barnett.
Now, if this sounds like common sense bipartisan to measure, that's because that's exactly what it is.
Senator Mitch McConnell is upset with Democrats over a Coast Guard funding bill.
A hearing was held today in Franklin Circuit Court for the pension lawsuit.
Moorhead State is backpedaling on a cost-saving plan that was slated to go into effect in July.
Rowan County's judge executive is in Texas this week looking for new businesses to locate in the area.
A Rowan County truck driver says someone shot at him on Interstate 64.
In sports, the Reds have fired manager Brian Price.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 29. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Calling it the politics of obstruction, Kentucky Republican U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell is upset with Democrats in his chamber for filibustering a Coast Guard funding reauthorization bill. McConnell says the legislation is a common-sense bipartisan measure that not only supports the Coast Guard, but also streamlines the regulations for America's maritime economy. He notes the measures have been favorably reported by the Commerce Committee six times during the last three Congresses.
Including when our Democratic friends controlled the committee. You might think that'd be enough around here to get a bill passed. But earlier today, a number of the very same Democrats who co-sponsored this very legislation in this very Congress flip-flopped under partisan pressure and voted against it.
McConnell accuses Democrats of shifting their political priorities away from the people they're elected to fight for and toward left-wing pressure groups.
The House Agricultural Committee passed its version of the Farm Bill on Wednesday, which deals with agricultural and food policy throughout the country. The bill is reauthorized every 5 years, but this year Republican and Democrat committee members can't find common ground on the matter. According to WYMT, they are arguing over the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which helps millions of poor Americans buy food. Republicans say legislation requires able-bodied adults from ages 18 to 59 to work or lose their benefits, but Democrats say that requirement will create food insecurity. Mike Conaway, a Republican from Texas, says Democrats are wrong when they say the bill will kick people off the program.
We don't kick anybody off who meets the standards of 130% of poverty level and the asset test and are willing to work 20 hours a week.
The bill now heads to the House floor, where the Republicans outnumber the Democrats. The Senate is still working on its version of the bill.
As promised, Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear has filed a lawsuit against the state's new pension reform law. The hearing began today in Franklin Circuit Court, challenging the bill that was signed by Governor Bevin. Beshear argues that the law violates the state's contract with public employees.
The legislature made a promise decades ago that if you dedicate your life to public service, teaching our kids, protecting our families, serving the neglected, they would guarantee you a good retirement. They turned that promise into a contract, they passed it into law, and they made it inviolable.
Governor Bevin's attorney, Steve Pitt, testified, saying that there are no specific guidelines within that contract. Governor Bevin filed a motion asking that Beshear be disqualified from the case because he gave legal advice on the pension bill. Judge Philip Shepard plans to rule on the case by July 14th when some provisions of the law take effect.
Governor Matt Bevin wants Kentucky's attorney general to be disqualified from participating in that lawsuit. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Bevin's office says a conflict of interest should prevent Attorney General Andy Beshear from taking part in the legal challenge against the pension bill, which names the governor, both chambers of the legislature, and two executive branch agencies. The administration argues Beshear offered legal advice to the defendants, in this case Kentucky lawmakers, when he met with them prior to the bill's passage. Bevin's office is pointing to pictures on Twitter of the Attorney General meeting with House and Senate Democratic leaders. Wednesday, Beshear shot back in a press conference.
The governor is trying to prevent me from fighting for teachers, firefighters, police officers, and social workers, trying to prevent them from having the representation that they deserve.
The first hearing for the suit is slated for Thursday morning in Franklin Circuit Court. I'm Josh James reporting.
Employees about to retire from Morehead State University will get to keep the payouts for their unused sick days for at least another year. Citing the $350,000 annual cost of paying those credits, MSU officially decided earlier this year to end that practice. The state has been factoring in up to 6 months of unused sick days when computing its annual payments to retiring Morehead State faculty and staff members. President Jay Morgan says the university will suspend its plan to stop paying a new retiree's sick leave credits until the courts settle Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear's lawsuit regarding the legislature's pension reform plan.
It will really depend on when the pension bill gets litigated and what happens there and what changes spill out of that. The pension bill has a lot of different dates within that, and some of those we'll be watching very closely, and once the legal process runs, we'll see what is left in the bill and then just have to have some discussions there. So I hate to put a date on it right now.
Depending on when Beshear's lawsuit is decided, Morgan admits MSU could decide again in the future to end its sick leave credit contributions for new retirees.
Rowan County's judge executive is down in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Walter Blevins is attending a conference being staged by the Southern Economic Development Council.
I think it's a good chance maybe to let people know about Morehead, Kentucky, and our economic development office and our wonderful industrial park.
Also attending the conference is Brooklyn Leap, who is representing the Morehead-Rowan County Economic Development Council. The two are scheduled to meet with 10 consultants today who will provide them with information about what amenities companies look for in possible new locations, along with connecting them with representatives from businesses considering expansion.
A Rowan County trucker says an angry driver shot at him on Interstate 64 last week. LEX 18 reports Stephen Cantrell was on the interstate near Olive Hill on Friday when the driver of a red Chevy truck brake checked and cut him off multiple times. Cantrell says when he tried to pass the truck, he heard sounds that he later realized were gunshots. The shooter reportedly left four bullet holes in Cantrell's truck, blowing out a window and a tire.
Well, I'm just trying to make a living like everybody else, and some idiot like this decides he's going to shoot my truck up just because he's peed off.
Kentucky State Police are investigating the incident. Cantrell says the experience has led him to start carrying a gun for the first time in 26 years.
The Lexington-Fayette Health Department is expanding its needle exchange program. WKYT reports the program has provided clean needles to more than 2,700 people since it got started in 2015, collecting over 400,000 used needles for proper disposal. On any given Friday, an average of 175 people use the service. The program aims to reduce the spread of HIV and hepatitis in central Kentucky. The health department also offers free Narcan, free testing, and on-site referrals to recovery programs. So far, officials say 128 people have entered rehab because of the referrals. The needle exchange takes place at the health department on Newtown Pike. It's offered on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Three people in Floyd County have been arrested on drug-related charges. WIMT reports Floyd Sheriff's deputies stopped a vehicle for reckless driving Tuesday night in the Prater Creek community. Officials searched the car with the help of a canine unit, recovering more than 140 grams of methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana. 40-year-old Charles Goodman and 39-year-old Tiffany Heidenscher are charged with trafficking meth and possession of cocaine. Heidenscher also faces charges of marijuana possession and reckless driving. 49-year-old Agon Short is charged with public intoxication.
The case of a Winchester man who allegedly hit and killed a woman in Lexington last week has been waived to a grand jury. WKYT reports 37-year-old Michael King was involved in a car crash on Leestown Road last Thursday that resulted in the death of 46-year-old Stevon Page. King faces a felony charge for leaving the scene of an accident and failure to render aid. He is not charged with anything related to Page's death. King pleaded not guilty during his arraignment. He is lodged in the Fayette County Detention Center.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 35th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 25th through 29th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted.
Workers at Moorhead's Recycling Center are facing an unexpected health risk as dirty needles are starting to show up at the downtown location. Manager Colin Alexander said several needles have been found in the plastic recycling and outside the facility's building. Alexander believes the needles are probably from illegal drug use.
I have the safety of employees and the public to worry about, so, and whatever happens to this stuff beyond where it goes here, that's the general public's safety, so it's a huge concern. If one of my employees were to get stuck with a needle that's hepatitis, who knows what that could be?
Alexander says extra safety measures have been put in place to help keep staff and volunteers safe.
A local health department is offering free hepatitis A vaccinations today. WMKY's Cody Robinson has more.
The Kentucky Department for Public Health is issuing recommendations for several counties, including Carter, to have all residents vaccinated due to the recent hepatitis A outbreak. To help lessen the spread of the virus, Carter's Health Department is offering free vaccinations from noon to 6 p.m. According to the Olive Hill Times, at least 100 doses will be available to anyone uninsured or underinsured and to anyone who has been exposed to hepatitis A. More than 300 cases of hepatitis A have been reported in the Commonwealth, one of them leading to a death. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
A pep rally for organ and tissue donors will be held tomorrow at the Rowan County Judicial Center. The Trust for Life Organ Donor Program and CODA are hosting the event from 4 to 6 p.m. Participants can win raffle prizes, enjoy refreshments, and learn more about the donation process. Circuit Clerk Kim Tabor says the event will help spread the word about becoming an organ donor.
We will have organ donor recipients to speak, and then we have our special guest, Kelly Wells, is coming, and he will be telling why organ donation is so important to him since he is a two-time kidney recipient.
Tabor says it's important to let family members know if you wish to be an organ donor, since strict guidelines must be followed.
And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 30 degrees, some widespread frost in the very early morning on Friday. On Friday, sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Friday night, clear with a low around 35. On Saturday, sunny skies, highs near 62, and partly cloudy skies on Saturday night with a low around 40. Looking at some temperatures around the region, it is currently 47 degrees in Flemingsburg, Lexington, and Ashland. It's 46 degrees in Winchester, 45 in Inez, and it's 46 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State University. You're tuned in to Mountain Edition here on WMKY. I'm Ellen Barnett here with Leanne Akers. On our features segment this afternoon, students from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music recently performed on a historic stage in Hilton's, Virginia. With the help of Convergent Media Professor John Flavel, Leanne Akers has the story.
The Mountain Music Ambassadors is comprised of students from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. They've played on international stages and under a tent at local street fairs, but performing on the stage at the Carter Family Fold was a high point.
Everybody has an emotional attachment to any type of music, but I have an emotional attachment to traditional music in this region especially because it's like our culture, it's our music.
That's Bailey Henderson, a math major with a traditional music minor from Boyd County. She transferred to Moorhead State from Ashland Community and Technical College specifically for traditional music. The Carter family began with A.P. and Sarah Carter. The couple was one of the first to broadcast traditional music across the country in the 1920s and 30s. Their daughter, Jeanette Carver, converted A.P.'s old store into a stage and small dance floor in the 1970s. Jeanette's daughter, Rita Forrester, now helps run the facility. She says the students got a unique experience when they took the stage.
I mean, you can play any number of venues, but very few are like this one. I get feedback from the audience on a regular basis, what they like, what they don't like. The main thing you see is if you see them on the dance floor, if you see them smiling, you know that they've reached their audience.
Elizabeth Bowman is a traditional music student and a graduate of Rowan County High School. She said the atmosphere at the Carter family fold was a big surprise.
On the way, during the trip, I didn't think much about it. And then we got here and it was this overwhelming, like, homey, everybody was nice, and I felt like I knew them all already. And it's the most together, I think, that either band has ever been. And I think it had a lot to do with where we were. It put everybody in a good mood, and everybody, like, wanted to be here. And we were tired when we got here, but that, like, didn't matter when we started.
Raymond McLean is the director of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music and artistic director of the Carter Fold. His band, the McLean Family Band, is celebrating their 50th anniversary. They played at the Fold at its very beginning. He says bringing students to the venue was an experience he won't get tired of.
You know what? I watched some of those students walk through the door from the backstage area onto the stage for the first time. And their faces were ecstatic. They looked around and you would think that they had walked into Oz. It was beautiful. And I overheard one of the young ladies say to the other, I just didn't know it could be like this.
For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers. It's 4:47 and 45 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. Ellen Barnett and I are so glad that you've joined us on this chilly Thursday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans on just about anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. Bypass Pawn on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead can be reached at 606-780-7296. Facebook and online at bypasspawn.com.
The Reds make a change. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds have parted ways with manager Brian Price after a 3-15 start to his fifth season with the club. Price's record with the Reds was 279 and 387. Since becoming the manager in 2014, they did not have a winning season. The Reds have lost at least 94 games and finished last in the NL Central in each of the past three seasons. General Manager Dick Williams says the organization felt that Tom was right to move on.
Gotten off to a start that is very disappointing, and it's apparent to us organizationally that, you know, a change had to happen in order to begin the process of getting this team back on track. Couldn't afford to wait. I know it seems early to some people, and it certainly is early in the regular season, but all off season together to prepare, we've had a lot of chances to observe this group together and to see them get off to the kind of start that we had hoped, and it's not there, so we felt like now was the right time.
Bench coach Jim Riggleman was named Cincinnati's interim manager. The Reds will conduct a search for a permanent manager later in the year. They have today off. They visit St. Louis to start a series with the Cardinals tomorrow. The Morehead State Baseball Eagles will start tomorrow's OVC series with Austin Peay at Allen Field, riding a four-game winning streak. Last night at home, the Eagles pounded West Virginia Tech 18-1 behind Braxton Morris's two home runs and a score record 6 runs scored. MSU is now 8-1 this month and has scored a whopping 138 runs in the process. Coach Mike McGuire says that's given him a chance to play many of his reserve players.
You know, a lot of those guys sit over there and, you know, have to watch game after game. And we've had several games here so far in April that we've gotten a lot of contribution. You know, guys gotten multiple at-bats, even though they don't start the ball game. And that makes it fun to come to the ballpark.
At 24-14 overall, the MSU baseball team will look to hike its 11-4 conference mark when it entertains Austin Peay tomorrow evening at 5. The Marin State softball team improved to 22-12 with a pair of wins yesterday at Wright State. Eagles batters racked up 21 hits, while pitchers Allison Rager and Chelsea McManaway gave up just 8 hits all day in 7-3 and 4-1 wins. Coach David Williams says he hopes this team's performance will refocus this club and have them ready for a good weekend.
Played really well in all facets of the game. Swung the bats well and played really good defense behind our pitchers in addition to getting those great pitching performances. It's kind of refocused, getting locked back in, doing what we need to do to be successful, and, want to be able to carry that into this weekend.
The softball squad returns to Ohio Valley Conference play this weekend and will play doubleheaders with Southeast Missouri and UT Martin on Saturday and Sunday. Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin says the high school player the Eagles have signed from West Virginia will definitely give the Eagles a different look. MSU Wednesday inked 6'11", 235-pound Sasha Suanoff of Taze Valley Christian School. According to Spradlin, Suanoff is a skilled athlete.
He's got a good base for us to work with. He'll have to get a little bit stronger, as any freshman will, but we're certainly prepared to lay out a plan for him to do that. But he's very skilled. I mean, he's a kid that can kind of score the ball on all three levels. He can certainly play in the post. He's a very good passer. He's very skilled and has a great feel for the game. And, he's a guy who can step out and make shots as well.
Suanoff averaged about 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 blocks last season as a high school senior, also hitting 45% of his three-point shots. More changes could be coming for the Kentucky basketball roster. NBC Sports is reporting that freshman Quade Green is considering transferring from UK, with LaSalle being the most likely landing spot for him. Kentucky Sports Radio reports John Calipari met with Green this week to make the pitch as to why he should return to UK for a second year. However, according to NBC Sports, Calipari is, quote, already prepping for the loss. Third-round action of the NBA playoffs get going tonight with 3 more games. First at 7, the 76ers and Heat will break their 1-1 series tie in Miami. Then at 9, the Pelicans will look to take a commanding 3-0 series lead over the Trailblazers after they stole the first 2 games of the series in Portland. But Anthony Davis is reminding his teammates that the series is not over.
We had confidence coming in. We're a great road team. We know that. And to just come here in a playoff situation, this crowd with this type of team, we're satisfied that we got both of these wins, but we know that the series isn't over. They beat us on our home floor, so we got to go home and take care of business in front of our crowd, but we got all the confidence.
Then at 9:30, Golden State will try to go up 3-0 on San Antonio. The Spurs will be without head coach Greg Popovich, whose wife passed away yesterday at the age of 67. Based on what he's seen during the Eagles' spring practices, Morehead State football coach Rob Tenyer believes his team will be much improved in 2018. Tenyer says he's seen a number of good things from his players, both offensively and defensively.
We've got the makings of being a really good football team, a competitive football team. But, obviously we're only 2 quarters in the 4 quarters of this. We've still got summer and then we got preseason camp. But we're exactly where we wanted to be. I don't think I'm that disappointed in any aspect of overall, as far as our progress at this time. I've been pretty pleased with it and kind of looking forward to our summer conditioning.
The MSU football team holds its annual Blue-White Spring game this Saturday at 6 p.m. at Jane Stadium. Finally, in sports, voluntary workouts for the Cincinnati Bengals veterans continue to roll along up in the Queen City. Quarterback Andy Dalton is feeling good about the new direction the team's offense is heading in, with coordinator Bill Lazor returning to implement some fresh ideas.
Things are a lot different now. We're not doing the same stuff that we were doing last year, and so I think this is a good chance for Bill to put in everything how he wants it done. He's not inheriting someone else's system, and so I think it's going to be good for us. It's going to be a chance for everybody to just obviously start from scratch and learn something new.
The team's former quarterbacks coach, Lazor, took over as the Bengals' offensive coordinator when Ken Zampezi was fired just 2 games into last season. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Baseball welcomes Austin Peay this weekend. Softball hosts Southeast Missouri on Saturday and UT Martin on Sunday. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks fell after a major Asian chipmaker delivered a disappointing forecast, which dragged the technology sector lower. Investors also fretted over higher interest rates. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 83.18, although well off of earlier lows, to finish at 24,664.89. The S&P 500 was down 15.51. at 2693.13, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 57.18 at 7238.06. The major indices all paired their losses in the last hour of trading after Bloomberg reported that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told President Trump last week he is not the target of an investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Taiwan's Semiconductor Manufacturing said today that it expects second quarter revenue to range between 7.8 and 7.9 billion, well below earlier consensus estimates of 8.8 billion, and this announcement weighed on the entire technology sector. Shares of Apple fell 2.8%, while Nvidia, Micron, and Advanced Micro Devices all declined at least 2.4%. And the VanEck Vectors Semiconductor ETF dropped 4.5% for its worst day since December 1st, 2016. Wall Street also kept an eye on rising interest rates as the 10-year Treasury note yield broke above 2.9%. The corporate earnings season continued in full force as Procter & Gamble, Bank of New York Mellon, and Blackstone all reported better-than-expected earnings, although P&G stock was under pressure today as analysts were overall disappointed in P&G's report. Elsewhere in corporate news, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos revealed the company has 100 million Prime members in its annual letter to shareholders. The stock rose nearly 2%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.3% at $68.21 a barrel. Gold was also down 0.3% at $1,348.10 an ounce. In Europe, the stocks were just barely above the break-even point. The Stock 600 index finished with a gain of less than 0.1%. And in the Far East, markets did better. The Shanghai Composite was up 0.7%, and the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong was up 1.4%. Among Dow Industrial stocks, your best performers were American Express and GE, while the worst performers were Procter & Gamble and Apple. In the S&P 500, the best performers were American Express and Snap-on, and the worst performers were Philip Morris International and Align Technology. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 45 cents at 70.38, CSX up 18 cents at 61.19, AK Steel down 8 cents at 4.74, Marathon Petroleum up 60 cents at 79.38, AEP down 19 cents at 68.54, and Kroger was down 36 cents to finish at 24.22. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for More It's Daybook Radio comes from the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, reminding you that April is Distracted Drivers Awareness Month. Research by Car and Driver magazine shows that a texting driver is as dangerous as a drunk driver. The Kentucky Office of Highway Safety encourages drivers to keep their eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. Work can wait.
Taking one more look at the weather forecast. For tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 30. Some widespread frost will be in the early hours of Friday morning. Otherwise, sunny on Friday with a high of 57. Friday night, clear skies with lows around 35. On Saturday, sunny skies, highs near 62. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 67. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 45 degrees. Starting off your week on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Partly sunny with a high near 66. It's currently 47 degrees in most areas in our listening area and 46 in Moorhead.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Kenzie Thompson, Arlo Barnett, Cody Robinson, Tilden Johnson, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. WUKY's Josh James and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And special thanks to John Flavel. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BHINES. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Ellen Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.